Okay, we're up to Chav Zayin. Amar Aleph Tefilas Hamincha Ad HaErev. Okay, Tefilas Hamincha Ad HaErev. Right, it goes until the night. Amar Leiv Chizor Rav Yitzchak Kasa. My Tefilas Shachris that Amar Rav Kana Lachas like Rav Yehuda that this man is until 4 hours. Hoil Utnam BeBechirasa Kavase. Since we learned the Maseches Adios, where they have like the select Mishnayos over there, the best of. That we passed him like him. So Hachamai over here by Tfilas Mincha, what's the halacha? So Ishtik, Rav Yitzchak was quiet. Below Amrle Lomide, Rav Chizda didn't say to him anything. No answer. Amr Rav Chizda, since Rav Yitzchak didn't answer him, Nechsi Anan. He says, let's see if it's possible to be poshet this suffix from another din. Okay, so Midrav Matzli. From that we find that Rav accepted upon himself. We know that Rav accepted upon himself Shabbos, and then he would daven Marv. So shall Shabbos be'erev Shabbos mi ba'od yom. He would accept Shabbos while it was still day. Shma mina halacha k'Rav Yehuda. And since you could daven mincha until plaga mincha, therefore afterwards is still day and you could daven marv. Meaning, you have to understand, there's a difference between tefillah and Shabbos. Tefillah is based on the tamidim. They're based on the korbanos. Shabbos is based on a calendaric day. So it might not necessarily be a contradiction or what the halacha calls a tarte de sasre, that if you have Shabbos but you still have mincha, it's... We don't do it, but technically speaking, they should be based on different tracks. They're not really the same thing. Okay, so hashta the lo itmar hilchas. Sorry, adarabam the Rav Huna v'rabanan lo matzleort. No, from the fact you find the Rav Huna Chaim would not daven marv until actual dark. Shmamina ein halacha k'Rav Yehuda. Since they would daven mincha all the way until nighttime, therefore you see the daven marv only from when it was dark. So hashta the lo itmar hilchas lo kamar v'lo kamar. Now that we didn't learn the halacha like Chaim and halacha like Rav Yehuda, you have an option. The avid kamar avid, one who wants to do one way could do it. Or the avid kamar avid wants to know like Rav Yehuda could do it. We paskin that way. You have an option. The only problem is you can't do both in one shot. You can't, for example, daven the mincha. You know, we're not supposed to do it. I mean, it happens a lot in shuls. You're not supposed to, let's say, daven the mincha after the plag and the mariv, let's say, before the shkia. You know, that's a real tart. That's a super tart that is astrain. Some even say the mincha after the plag and the mariv after the shkia before the tzeis. What? Yeah, there are many who are makbet. Number Rebbe of Shechtas is and the Aruch HaShulchan says way too that he will even miss a minyan rather than daven and tarte de sasre. Then a daven, you can't be both. You can't dance the two simchas. You can't be both. It's either day or night. You got to pick one. Avid kamar means not in the same shot. It means you could paskin like one and one the other, but it can't appear like a tarte de sasre.
What does every shul rely on?
What?
So what does every shul rely on?
I don't know. Minhag Eretz Yisrael is not to do that way.
That's why they have the speech.
Yeah, what? That's why they have the speech in between, yeah. Minhag Eretz Yisrael is not to do that way. And that's why you have people who go in early for the mincha. You know, they have the kolel opens up for a mincha on Friday. You know, they have people do the mincha for that tarte de sasre reason. Okay. Rav Ikla Lebei Geneva. Rav happened to be by the house of Geneva. Vitzale, and he davened Marav Shal Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Vav is Matzale, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Lach Bar Rav. And he would daven, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Lach Bar Rav, would daven after Rav. Vesiyam Rav, and he finished. Velo Paskel Etzluseid Rav Yirmiyah. And by the way, you have, Mishnah Berurah mentions a Kula, but he's not happy about it. He does mention Shitas that have it. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Lachrei Rav, the Siyam Rav, he finished, v'lo paskil tzutz Rav Yirmiyah, and he stood there, he didn't move, because he didn't want to interrupt him while walking, to walk in front of him, right? We know that they're not supposed to walk in front of him. Shma minat plas, you learn from there three dinim. Shma minat mitpala adam shal Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, you learn from there a person can daven marav on Shabbos, already at Erev Shabbos. Ushma minat mispal talmud achar Rav, you learn from there that the Talmud could daven behind the Rebbe, because Rav Yirmiyah was the Talmud of Rav. Ushmamina asur la avor keneged hamispal. Third thing is asur to pass by those that are davening. You're not to walk in front of those that are davening. What?
Mila.
Yeah, Damish Kona Esrei. The famous Rav Moshe Feinstein, you know, was at the Aguda convention where they called him up to the front and he wouldn't walk because there was a guy there. They said, why wouldn't you walk? And he said, we might want to walk. There's a wall in front of me. Just the way he said it shows you that he viewed the halachic world as a reality. There was a wall in front of him. There was a person, not a wall. There's a shaila about whether a Kohen who has to go duchen and the Levi who has to go wash his hands and someone's davening Shema Esrei, could they walk in front? The Rav Yashiv said they could walk right in front. It's not a problem whatsoever. He says, why? Because there's two reasons for this din. One is you're going to disrupt the person's kavana, and number two is because between him and the Shechina. You're interrupting between him and the Shechina. So Rav Yashiv says, number one, the reason a kavana is gone nowadays. No one has kavana anymore. He says, but number two, the Shechina, between him and the Shechina. He says, for Dvar Mitzvah, you're assisting the Shechina. He says, for a Dvar Mitzvah, then it's mutter to walk in front of somebody. So I would say, if a kid's crying in shul, you have your kid crying in shul, and you're afraid you're going to have to take the kid to go walk out. You go walk out. Not only that, I think based on a few poskim, if you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei Mamish itself, your feet together, and you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and your kid's crying and disturbing other people's Shmon Esrei, you get up from your Shmon Esrei and you take the kid and you take the child out. What? Yeah, I think there's more than a few.
You're showing them to say like that.
What?
During
That also, right? Bal Tashaktu might be deraisa. Okay, Messiah Leila Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Yeshua ben Levi, Asa Lavor Kenegel, you're not going in front of this ball. Anyway, is that true? Amar Rabbi Amar Chalfi, they used to pass by those who would daven. Amar Rabbi Amar Achutla Arba Amos Hud Dechalfi. No, they would pass outside of four Amos of that person. Rav Yirmiya Hechi Avi Dachi, how did he daven behind his Rebbe? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Lolam Al Yispalel Adam, a person should never daven, Lo Kenegel, not near the Rebbe, because it looks like you're equal to him, Lo Lachre, not behind him, it looks like Gaiva. V'tanya Rebbe Lozman Amis Palach Rabba, Vanosan Shalom, one who davens behind the Rebbe, or you give Shalom to your Rebbe, like the same way you give shalom to everybody else, not shalom alecha Rebbe. You say, hey, how are you? Hamachzir shalom l'rabo, or you return shalom to your Rebbe, or acholak al yeshiva, so shal your Rebbe, or you put yourself in a base medrash without rishus of the Rebbe, you stick yourself in there. Va'omer davar shalosham, or you say something that you never heard before. Mipi rabo, in the name of your Rebbe, you make up a quote in the name of the Rebbe. So, gorem l'shchina shistag misrael, you cause the shchina to leave. Shiny Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. No, it's different for Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. The Talmud Chaver, who he was more than just a Talmud, he was a Talmud Chaver. He was like almost a colleague, and therefore he was allowed to daven achrei Rav. So Haini Dika Amrle. That's why he's Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba to Rav. Mi Badaltav is because you accepted already Shabbos. You stopped doing malacha. Amrle Rav. Rav says to Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Ein Badilna. Yes, in Badilna. Yes, that's why I stopped doing malacha. Velo Amar. Now, didn't Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba say to Rav? Didn't you say Mi Badil Mar that? Meaning, how could he say to his Rebbe, did you stop doing malacha because of this? Isn't that chutzpah? Meaning, obviously, you see he had a relationship with his Rebbe that was more than just a Rebbe. It was almost, they were almost on the same level. So, umi badil, did Rav really stop doing malacha once he did Marav, Erev Shabbos? Baham Rav Avin, pamachat hitbal Rebbe, one time Rebbe was doing Marav, shel Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, v'nichnas lamerchas v'yotza, and he went afterwards into the bathhouse and he came out. Veshanal Lampirkin, and he taught us, you know, some Torah. Vadayin lochashkan, it still wasn't dark. So you see, it should be usher to go to the bathhouse on Shabbos, right? There was a gzeres habalonim. It used to be that the bathhouse, the balonim, used to heat it up on Shabbos and tell everyone that they heated it up erev Shabbos. So because of that, we have a gzeres habalonim. They stopped this sham. So they stopped it because people started heating up their water on Shabbos itself. So v'shanul v'adayin lo chashkan. It wasn't dark yet. So how did he go bathe after he davened marav? So the Gemara says Amar Rava hu denichnas. No, in that story, Rebbe didn't enter the merkatz in order to wash. Rather lehazia v'kodim gzeira have. He went just to sweat out. They used to go into the bathhouses also the shvitz. They used to go to the shvitz. So he went for the shvitz, and it was before the time the gzeira applied, extended from balonim of just going in the water, also over to shvitz.
Well, after he was allowed to go after he davened marav.
He went, but after the gzeira, nowadays he would not be allowed to go. He would not be allowed to. Any, they make fun. They say nowadays those who say that the halacha became so machmir now, they say that a lot of the amoraim or tanaim would not be allowed to do many of the things they're doing in the gemara. Many of the things they would not. Some major the Rambam won't be allowed to eat in our homes nowadays. Aini, is this true? Are we chayiv to separate malacha? Abaye Sharle, Abaye allowed Rav Dimi Bar Levi. He allowed him after davening Marav Shabbos lechaburi sali to make baskets. What they used to do is they used to dye the baskets. The post can point out this has to be a derabanan situation, not a deraisa. Hahu ta'usa havis. The Gemara says no, that was a mistake. Not the halacha was a mistake. He made a mistake in davening early. He realized after he davened, oh, there was just clouds in the sky. It wasn't that late yet. That's why he davened. V'ta'usa mihatra. Can you take back a mistake? V'amar Rav Avidam pamachas niskashu shemayim avim. One time, the heavens were filled with clouds, and kisvur ma'am lomar chashechu, and the people thought that it was darkness. And they went into the shul and they ended up davening the Motzei Shabbos prayer on Shabbos itself. Right? They davened too early. And the clouds cleared and suddenly the sun came out. And they realized, oh, we made a mistake. They asked Rabbi what to do. Do they have to go ahead and daven again once it's dark? Amalim, Rabbi said, since you daven, you daven. So you see straight over there that once you make a mistake in the minyan itself, if you're in the ballpark, sort of, you don't go back and do it again. So no, shiny, tzibor delo matrafin alu. No, because that was done with the whole tzibor. Rebbe was not going to ask the entire tzibor to all repeat it. Otherwise, they repeat it. Amrav, kibar avin, rav tzali shal Shabbos, erev Shabbos. Rav dav marav on Shabbos on erev Shabbos, meaning after plaga mincha. Rav Yoshia matzli shal motzei Shabbos on Shabbos. So the Gemara clarifies, Rav matzli tefilas arvis on Shabbos, erev Shabbos. So Amar kedush al, did he also say kiddush on kos while it was still day? Oh, ain't Amar kiddush al kos. So we did not say while still day. Oh, there's so much Torah to say on this. We know there. Pesach, all the shilas also. Can you bring some things you can't bring early, some things you can't? Why some yom tovim we dafka schlep with the marv? It's not a din in davening marv after dark. No one really says that it's about davening marv after dark. If you do it the whole year, erev Shabbos, why shouldn't be yontif any different? So the issue is that you shouldn't cut. You know, you after the bracha might be an issue of saying the bracha of Yantif when it's not Yantif. But we have Tosefes Yantif as well. We have a concept, just like Tosefes Shabbos, we have a concept of Tosefes Yantif. And even still, it makes sense at most that you just need to get the Marav in enough times so when people get home, it will be dark. But not that you have to start the Marav after the Marav dark. The Hasidim have, Alpi Kabbalah, a reason to daven Marav on Yantif after dark. Tashma Damar Lacham Shmuel Misfal Adam Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos Va'amar Kiddush Al Kos. And you could say even Kiddush on the cup while it's still daytime. Be'elchus Kavas and Alachas that way. Rav Yoshia Matzle Mara Yudav Marav Motze Shabbos on Shabbos, and you would say Havdalah Al Kos. Oh, Einav. Well, we're not say Havdalah on the cup, meaning not on the candle. Tashma Damar Rav Yudah Shmuel Misfal Mikum Motze Shabbos Shabbos Va'amar Havdalah Al Kos. You can do it on the cup, but no candle yet. Amar Rav Zeim Rav Yami Amar Rav Zeim Rav Chanina Amar Rav Betzad La Motze Misfal Rav Yoshia Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. Next to, what is this, Alma? You have the translation there? Is it next to the beam, or what is it next to?
Pillar.
Next to the pillar of the place? It's just saying the location, halacha?
The side of the pillar.
Beside the palm tree, not beside a pillar.
Oh, that's the next go. Yeah, it's saying where he would daven Marav Shal Shabbos there. It's telling you where he would do this minhag. Ki ata ulo, when ulo came from Eretz Yisrael, he would say, the Meister of Yishrom Rav Yossi, Betzad Tamara Hava, he was next to the palm tree, below Betzad Amad, he was not next to the beam. Below Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi, it wasn't Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi, it was Rabbi Elazar Bar Yossi. Below Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, it was Shal Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos. Meaning they knew there was something controversial that people had seen him do in this location. Who did it, where he did it, and how he did it, that was a bit of a dispute. Tefillah Se'erev Ein Lo Keva, right? The Tefillah of Marav has no set time. So my Ein Lo Keva, what does it mean no set time? Elaim Adibay Matzei Kulilai, if you want to say, if you daven the whole night, listen to Tefillah Se'erev Kulilai, why not say Kulilai? What's his Lashon Ein Lo Keva? Elamai Ein Lo Keva, Ukuman Damar Tefillah Arvis Rishus. It's saying it's optional. Damar Yim Shmuel, Tefillah Arvis Rishus, Milamar Chova. No, it's Chova, Rabbi Gershuas, it's Rishus. Amar by Allah, Dibre Omer, it's a Chova. We've taken upon ourselves a Chova, Rabs Allah, Dibre Omer, Rishus. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa Batamid, Efet Shabbat Nir Bishua. There's a, by the way, we pass that it's a Rishus, and we've taken upon ourselves a Chova. Meaning, Laila loves man korbanos anyways. Laila are not korbanos. So whenever, so you had the burning of the fetus.
It will be rishus.
What?
It will be
no, even Yaakov. I was saying yesterday, the Kodesh Glover said Yaakov Avinu, it was begedder rishus. Why? Because Yifka b'makom. Yifka indicates it wasn't planned. It happens. It has to be a chance encounter. It can't be this thing you planned all the time, set thing. That's the nature of the gedder of Yaakov's takana. It has to be b'chinas v'yifka b'makom. And therefore, that's the rishus part of it. There's a lot of Torah on that. There's a lot. All right. Tana Rabbanan. B'vayisa b'talmid afkat shabalik ner Rishua. Amr lo tefilas arvis rishus achova. Okay, this is a good story here. There's a story of a Talmud who came before Rabbi Shua and he said to him, tefilas arvis rishus achova. Amr lo tefilas arvis rishus achova. And he said to him, tefilas arvis rishus achova. He's asking around. Rishus achova. So Amr lo, he said, Rabbi Gamliel said it's achova. Amr lo, Talmud says, v'halo Rabbi Shua said to me to rishus. Amr lo, Rabbi Gamliel got very upset. He said, hamten atshi against Bali Trisin. Wait till the Talmud come. The warriors come in. The shield holders come into the base of Medrash. Right? When the Bali Trisin came in, the guy asked everyone.
Oh, we know it's you have to say it. What do you mean? Is it an option?
No, we have to say it. You know why we have to say it? Because the minhag of the Jews has been to say it. But technically speaking.
No, there were three years.
That's what he was asking. But Yaakov never instituted it as an obligation. Yaakov instituted the concept. He brought the concept into the world. But it was never solidified as a mandatory until it became the minhag of males in Yisrael to do it. So he asked, Tfilas arvis rishus achova. Amr lo Rabbi Gamliel, it's achova. Amr lo Rabbi Gamliel chamim, klum yish adam shecholik bedavar zeh. There's nobody who argues in this. So Amr lo Rabbi Yeshua, Amr lo Rabbi Gamliel chamim. Nobody argues in this. So Amr lo Rabbi Yeshua lab. So that Amr lo vahala mishmech amr li. Rabbi Yeshua said, no one argues. Rabbi Yeshua made it like he never said it, the opposing opinion. Amr lo, Gamliel turns to him in front of everyone. Vahalo mishimcha amruli. They said to you that you hold Rishus. Amr lo, Gamliel, Yeshua. He saw that Yeshua was trying to not hide the information. I don't think because he was afraid to be wrong. I think he didn't want to go against the Nasi, the direction the Nasi was going. And Rabbi Gamliel was very protective of the covet of the position of Nasi, right? Because of it represents the status of Torah. And therefore, he says, Yeshua, omid al raglecha, stand on your feet, vayidu b'cha. And to testify, Amr Shuva Amar, and Il Mole Ani Chai Vahu Mace. If I'm alive, Vahu, and that Talmud Chacham wants to testify against me is dead, fine, Yachola Chai Lahachshveis. Then I could refute someone after they're dead, right? They're dead, they can't argue. But Achshav Shani Chai Vahu Chai, but now that we're both alive, how are we going to come to a solution on this? Hey, Chachola Chai Lahachish Tachai. Of course I'm going to have to admit that I'm Chayiv, and I said that. There's no meaning I'm stuck. Hiya Rabbi Gamliel Yoshev Adorish. He was trying to tell him, don't do this, because you're going to make me show that I disagreed with you publicly. Hiya Rabbi Gamliel Yoshev Adorish Rabbi Yeshua Omed Al Raglav. Rabbi Gamliel started darshaning, and Rabbi Yeshua stood on his legs, right? You can't sit until the Nasi says sit. Ad Sharinanu Kol Ambar Meluchutzpa Satorgaman Amad. Until all the nations sang, and then they said the Chutzpa Satorgaman. There was always a translator who would translate the shir out to the people. Rabbi said, blah, blah, blah. They would always say, he said, stop. They told Chutzpa, stop. Ba'amad. And he stopped. He was quiet. Amri, the Tzibor said, Ad kam en etzar v'nezel. They're getting mad now, Rabbi Gamliel. The Tzibor is starting to rebel. How long are you going to trouble Rabbi Yeshua? You already troubled him, Barosh Hashanah Ishtaket. You already punished in the last Rosh Hashanah. It's at the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Gamliel as to when, with the intercalation of the year and the Ibur Hashanah, when should be the exact day of Rosh Hashanah. Imanish had different days. And Rabbi Gamliel made Rabbi Yeshua publicly show that he's going to do malacha on the day that he thought was Rosh Hashanah, to show that the Nasi was right. So you already punished him then, right? In Bechoros, in the story of Rabbi Tzadok Tzare, you also punished him. This is Bechoros Lamed Vav. Rabbi Tzadok was a famous coin. And we know the Bechoros, you have to give the first Bechor. The Bechor is supposed to go to the Korm. If a Bechor bal mum, if it gets a mum, so you can get hana from it. The famous case of Rabbi Tzadok, where the Kohen had a Bechor bal mum. Very difficult. One of the hardest sugyas in Shas. There was a story of the Chabina Rav. The Chabina Rav gave a Bechina. To get into his yeshiva was almost impossible. Everyone, 90% fail rate. So he gave a Bechina to somebody. I met the person who this went through. He gave a Bechina to the person, and he went through 40 questions, He was wrong on one of the questions. So he went home that night, and he's sitting there, and he's opening up a sefer, and he reads through it Esnan deraisa by Rav Yosef Engel, and he sees on the sugya of Bechor Balmum that Chabina Rav was wrong. He wasn't wrong. The Chabina Rav was wrong. He went back the next day, and waiting at the door was the Chabina Rav, ready to shake his hand. That was the Bechina. You had to know which answer that he gave you was the false, was the red herring. And you had to come back with the right one, that you had the right one. If you got it, then you were in the yeshiva. Okay, so how long are you going to trouble him? B'chores, b'mais Rabbi Tzadok Tzare. So hachanami Tzare. So here too, you're painting him again. Tav and Abre. Let's remove him from Nesias, meaning they were going to remove Rabbi Gamliel. He's taking this position too seriously. Ma nokimle, so who are we going to put instead of Rabbi Gamliel? Let's put Rabbi Yeshua. Let's show that Rabbi Yeshua. No, that we can't do that, because Baal Maisa, because he's the one involved in the story. It's going to look too political that we did this. Nokimle Rabbi Akiva, so let's put Rabbi Akiva. Dilma anishle. No, because we're afraid that maybe Rabbi Gamliel is going to punish him, delay schus avos, because he doesn't have schus avos behind him. Remember, Rabbi Akiva might have been from conversion. We don't know exactly Rabbi Akiva's background. Rather nukme, he needs some yichus there. El nukme, Elazar ben Azariah. Put Elazar ben Azariah. He's a chacham, he's rich. Torah gedulah v'moko echad. And he's an Asiri Lezrin. He has yichus. He's 10th generation from Ezra. He's got it all. So we say, who chacham dimachle pirkele? Chacham's important because they have to ask a shayla he can answer. Asher is important. Why? Because the I lost my place. If he has to daven in front of the Caesar, afu azil apalach, and he can go talk before the Caesar. For who Asiri Lezra, 10th from Ezra, that's great. If he has Skusavas, lo matianishle, no one could touch him. Atu va'amrule, nichle demar delay resh masifta. They came to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and said to him, so, do you want to be the Rosh Yeshiva here, the Rosh Masifta? Amrlu ezel, the imluk bin shibesi. I'm going to go talk to my wife at home. Let me talk to my wife at home.
I guess money wasn't political either.
What?
I guess money wasn't political either.
If you have money, everything quiets down. There's nothing to say. Alzil va'imluk bin debisa. They went and go spoke with his wife. He went and go spoke with his wife. Amrle, she said to him, dilma me'abrin lacha. Maybe at the end, what's going to happen, Rabbi Gamliel, you might, one version of this in the Marsha says, Dilma Avrin Lachaz, you might make up with Rabbi Gamliel, they might make up with Rabbi Gamliel, and then they're going to remove you from your post. They're going to say, oh, Rabbi Gamliel was a momentary lapse of our thought, we're so sorry you're the best, and we're going to remove, and you'll be embarrassed. Amr Lo, you said to them, Lishtamish Inish Yomachad Abakas of the Mokr Lachzer. What a great idea. Let me sit one day on the great chair. If I fall off it the next day, I fall off it, right? Let your life be a disaster, but you know you tried, right? So he knows he tried. He said, whatever happens will happen. Let it break tomorrow. Amrle, she said to him, then leis lachivarta. But you don't have any white hairs. No one's going to see you as an elder over there. They're not going to take you seriously. Famous, this is it. Ahu yoma bar tamne sari shnei. That day, Rabbi Nazariah turned 18 years old. Israchish leinisa. A nace happened. Va'adrule tamne sari dari chivarsa. And also an 18 rows of hairs, white hairs. I'm like a 70-year-old. Below Ben Shimshan, and I'm not actually 70-year-old. I'm like a 70-year-old. What? Look at that. Tana va'osa yom, that day when they appoint Rabbi Elazar ben Azari to the Nesias, silkuhu l'shomer ha-pesach. There was someone who was watch guarding the gate. So they removed him as his original post, where he was the bouncer at the front of the base medrash. Nosdim lahem reshus l'tamidim leka, and they gave. Sorry, they removed the shomer who was. I don't think he was. Nisnu nitna lahem reshus l'mi. He gave permission to all tamidim to come in. That was his new takana. No more strict rules. Shavri Gamliel machriz omer kol tamid shein toch gavaro. Because Gamliel used to announce that anyone who doesn't have yiras shemayim don't come into my base medrash. Lo yikon to base medrash. Ahu yom Rebbe Zev and Azaria got there. Itos v'kamis of saleh. They added hundreds of chairs in the base medrash. Rabbi Yochanan pligi, but there's a machlokus. Rabbi Yosef Nistai says chadamar itos varba. They added 400 chairs. One said they add sheva mea safsali. They added Is that 700 or 107? Sheva mea 700. Wow, that's a lot of chairs. They added all these chairs into the base medrash because of his liberal position. By Rabbi Gamliel, only the elite. It was an elitist base medrash. By Elazar ben Azaria, kol dichvin yesev yecho. Maybe that's why he's at the Pesach Seder. Have kochalsha died to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel became weak when he saw that they were adding all these talmidim. I don't know why he became weak. Either he became weak because he saw they're lessening the value of each chair in the base medrash, or it's because more talmidim are coming to hear the Rebbe. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, please. So we're going to see why. So chalsha died to Rabbi Gamliel. Amar Dilma, this is why he's upset. Chas v'shalom minaito. You know what? My policies might have been stopping people from learning Torah. My elitist policies. They showed him Shemayim a dream that Chatzve Chivari Demalia Kitma. He found white jugs that were filled with ashes, meaning these Talmidim are not Roy. All these extra Talmidim are coming in are not Roy. Meaning the dream he got was the way you did it, Rabbi Gamliel. Don't be sad. You ran a great program. You're fine. Valohi Ahilusva Daitvi Loachsa. But the saying is the dream was wrong. It was just given to him to calm him down from Shemayim. But everybody knows the situation under Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria was a better situation as far as learning Torah. Tana Edius Bobayam. We learned, unbelievable, Hashem would send a dream to calm him down, even though it's totally wrong. Edius Bobayam. In that day, when they put Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria to the Nesios, Nishnes, they taught Kol Hechad Arminim Bobayam. And anytime, by the way, you should know that it says Bobayam on that day, it's Hahu Yomahave. It's Mamish that day in Shas. There was no longer any halacha left in Suffolk in the base medrash. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria said, we're answering everything. No more just pilpulling and leaving it open in the air. He didn't hold himself in the base medrash. Even for one moment. On that day came Yehuda Ger Amoni before them in the base medrash, and he said to them, "Ma'ani lavo bakal, am I mutter to come into the congregation?" Amar Rabbi Gamliel, "Asur ata lavo bakal, you cannot." Amar Rabbi Yeshua, "Mutter ata lavo bakal." Amar Rabbi Gamliel to Rabbi Yeshua, "How are you muttering this?" Valak far nemar, "Lo yavo Amoni of Movi kal Hashem." Amar Rabbi Yeshua, "V'chi Amon mubeko in Zayishvin." Kfar Allah Sancheriv Melbilat al Kolomos. He's not an Amon of Moab. He thinks he is. Sancheriv already came and mixed together all the nations. There's no more categories anymore. Shinemar says in the Navi, Va'asir Gvulas Amim, right? I conquered all the nations of the world and I made it like one land, Va'edoseim Shashesi. And I plundered all their treasures, Va'orid Kabir Yoshvim. And I lowered those who dwell in a place I squashed them all to a tough place. This is a famous sugya, not just for the Agadata implications of everyone now being one group, but the implications of Rov and Porish, and how do you figure it? Maybe you have to assume any person you meet. It could be from Amon and Moab. Maybe you should be Machmir, right? Maybe you should say, Kola Omed Mechza Mechza Dami. Anyone who's 50-50, it's equal. Maybe it's the same person. So, Kol the partner Rupraj. What? It's all Bilbul Sancheir. Same thing. We don't know who Amalek is. Rav Chaim Brisker said anybody who hates the Jews nowadays wants to exterminate them as a group. That has Bechinas Amalek. That's Rav Chaim Brisker's famous line. Okay. Kari Amlo Rav Yeshua Al Kvarnev. Shafti Yeshvus Bam Yisrael. Vadayin Lo Shavu. Still they didn't return. Miad Hitiru Lavobakal. Immediately they allowed him to Vobakal. Amr Lo Rav Yisrael Hoyol Vahachi Hava. Since this is the luck like Rav Yeshua and for nothing we tortured him. I'm going to go in Mephias Rabbi Yeshua. Okay? When he got to the house of Yeshua, Chazina le'ishte de beis tamer, he saw that the house of the walls were all black. Amar Rabbi Gamliel to Rabbi Yeshua, Mikot le'beisecha ata nikar shepachame ata. You're making embers or something. Amar Rabbi Yeshua says, Oi lo lador shata parnaso. Woe to the generation that you're the one supporting it, that you're the one holding it up. And iata yodea b'tzaren tamechaim b'mahim esparim e'zonim. You don't know how hard it is for these for the Talmid Chachamim to survive. You didn't know that I was struggling so hard. Amar lo rigno sestem naneti lacha. I spoke to you too hard. Machali, forgive me, please. Lo ashkech b'im. Rabbi Shua didn't want to be mochal him. Also bishvil kavod Abba. I did it for the kavod of the Nesias, for Hillel Zaken, my grandfather, who was from the Zera of Beis David. Pious. When Rabbi Yeshua heard that, he had to forgive him. Amru man neza v'leim l'rabbanon. Who's going to go and say that time? They were going to leave Rabbi Yeshua. They forgave him. Amr lehu ahu kovis. That launderer, there's a launderer who was there. It says, Ana azelna. I'm going to go. Shalach Rabbi Yeshua lebeit medrash. Rabbi Yeshua sent to the Beis Medrash. Tell the Chachamim, we're sitting in the Beis Medrash. Man the lavish mada yilbash mada. Someone who's used to wearing a coat should wear it. Meaning, someone who is used to being a nasi is a nasi. Uman the lo lavish mada yamar leman the lavash mada. Someone who's not wearing a coat should say to one who's wearing a coat, Shalach mada v'ana mishay. Remove your coat and I'll put it on him. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah should stop being the nasi. We all forgave each other. We're all happy with each other. Let's give it back to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua said. Let's give it back.
Exactly
what the wife thought was going to happen. So, Shalach Mada V'ana Al-Bashay. So, fine. Amar Le Rabbi Akiva L'Rabban and Truk Egali. Close the doors to the base medrash of Rabbi Akiva. Another party walks in. The Lo Leisu Avdi Rabbi Gamliel at Sarabanan. So that the servants of Rabbi Gamliel shouldn't come and pain the Chacham. Lock up the base medrash. Rabbi Yeshua now and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel had powerful students. Be careful here. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, mutav de'ekum be'ezal gabi. It's better that I go to the Chachamim to let them know. Ah, tatarf, came Rabbi Yeshua to the Beis Medrash, knocked on the door. And the Chachamim said, mazeh bezeh. Kohen, son of Kohen. Yazeh v'she'en alo mazeh. Someone who's a son of Kohen should come and sprinkle the mechatas. Someone who is not, should not, someone who's not the son of the Kohen, not a Kohen and not the son of a Kohen, yomer lamazeh, but they should tell a ben Kohen what to do. Me'mecha, they're not from the mechatas. Rather, me'mara ve'efrecha. Afer Mikla. This is all one big mushel in conversation over here. Meaning they're trying to figure out who's at the door. Is it Rabbi Gamliel, who's from the Zera Beis David, who needs to be the Nasi? So Amar Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Yeshua Nispayasti, I forgave Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Yeshua Nispaista, did you forgive Rabbi Gamliel? Klum asinu el bishvil kocha. What we did here was for your covenant. We set up a new Rebbe, a new Nasi. We did this all for you. Lamachar ani v'ata nishke levisko. Tomorrow, you and I, we're going to go to the entrance of the Rabbi Gamliel, like they go to the entrance of the chash of kings, the malachim chashuvim, to see to let our you know to put him back, to restore him. Amru, so the chacham said, Heichi navid na'avri. We're going to remove Elazar ben Azariah. Gamire, it's Milan Bekodesh. We have a rule. Milan Bekodesh ve Moridim. We put him up. We're going to take him down. So Nidrish Marchada Marchada. No, better idea now. Let's have alternate Shabbosim. Let them alternate. Atulak Nuri. They're going to come to jealousy. Mine gets 75. Yours gets 20. Ela Lidrush. They have the Never Yeshiva now. Everybody's counting how many in each year. Which Rosh Yeshiva? I'm sure they're looking. El Lidrush Rabbi Gamliel plus the Shabbase. Rather, let him darshan 3. And since Rabbi Lazar is young, let him do 1. Behind you, Amar. And by the way, perhaps Pshat is therefore, if you have 200 coming to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and 30 coming to the others, then you could just tell, you could say maybe it's because you have more options people could come to. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah just has one. It's more lefi kvodo. Okay, let him do like that. Behind Amar, that's what the Mishnah in Chagiga says. That one of the Chaim asked his friend, that's, you have this line over in Shas. Shabbos shel mi haisa. Who's on this Shabbos? You'll see that line throughout Shas. Why'd they ask who's on this Shabbos? Because of this story. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah haisav. Oh, so Talmud, that Talmud who asked was the one who asked the question, is Tfilas Marv or Shus or Achova? That was the famous student you might have heard of, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi the Rashbi was the one who asked that Shiloh. Okay, we stop there for today. You know, they used to